Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from sunny Southern California. We're taking back up with Revelation chapter 8. Revelation 8, 6. And the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Trumpets in Scripture do various things. They sometimes call to war, but they also proclaim victory and the Jubilee. Quoting the Numerical Bible on this passage, we have now the trumpets. Therefore, in successive orderly course, it is the progress of a judgment which is yet to salvation, and by which the earth is to come into a new state of blessing, such as has never yet been known. The trumpets are trumpets of Jubilee, yet before Jubilee, Jericho is to be destroyed. You will remember how in the Old Testament they marched around the walls of Jericho with their trumpets. Back to quoting the Numerical Bible. The fashion of the world, evil world, as it has been, must pass away. And in no other manner can salvation for man at large be reached. The trumpets proclaim this aloud. If the seals show us mysteries that have to be penetrated, the trumpets speak plainly, and that whether all their details may be clear to us or not, they are speaking plainly. God's purposes for blessing the earth are before us, according to the good tidings which he declared by his servants, the prophets. The first trumpet, Revelation 8, 7. And the first sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the earth was burnt up, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Now, this is a revelation of what the prophet Joel prophesied and was repeated by Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost. We'll read it from Joel, since that's the source. Joel 2, verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Jehovah cometh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those that escape, as Jehovah has said, and among the remnant those whom Jehovah doth call. These are literal. I am going to read to you from Clarence Larkin in his book, and he heads it under the seven trumpets, the first trumpet being hail, fire, and blood. The Lord is going to repeat the plagues of Egypt. They were literal. Why not the trumpet and vile judgments? The literalness of these judgments give us the key to the literalness of the book of Revelation. No less than five of the nine plagues of Egypt are to be repeated during the tribulation period. This plague, the first trumpet announces, is the same as the seventh Egyptian plague. Reading from the Old Testament. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran along the ground. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Bless the Lord. And so we see that it definitely was true that this very same kind of a plague that is announced here in Revelation 8:7, there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, has happened before. They were cast upon the earth. Now, an amazing thing about this hail, for instance, is that God has hail stored up for these times. In the book of Job, I love to read the book of Job, where God is talking back and forth with Job, and he says, Job, you've been speaking, and you don't have knowledge, but I, where were you when I did this? Where were you when I did that? I just love these chapters. It tells about creation. And I, every time I'm on the edge of an ocean, I read where God said in the book of Job, you come this far, water, and don't you go any farther. And I'm thinking, here I am in a high-story hotel that's built right on the edge of this ocean because God said the waters can't come any higher. So God tells us in this very chapter, chapter 38, Job, you might want to read the whole thing, but he tells us he has treasure houses for hail. Job 38:22. God says to Job, have you entered the treasuries of the snow? Or have you seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved unto against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? God has storage places in the heavens for hail. I remember when we saw a comet that was coming through a few years back. Brandon's here in the room with me. You remember we went over to your house and we watched it every night? And that Hale-Bopp comet, I read in Newsweek magazine, they were explaining what comets were. And it said that there were special places in heaven where like these balls of ice were stored. And that every once in a while, on schedule, they get loose. That's one of the treasuries of the hail. Of course, Job didn't know about it, but now they know about it. And this comet that we were seeing was one of those that got loose. And so he said that he's got this treasure house of the hail and that he has reserved it there. He's made a little treasury place for it against the time of trouble. Troubles, T-S-A-R, tsar, affliction, the pressing, pressing of someone or some peoples into a time of narrowness by outside pressures. It's the same word translated tribulation. So he has reserved against the time of tribulation a group of hailstones that will be let loose in the day of battle and in the day of war. We see in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that he's going to win that war supernaturally, and one of his weapons he's going to be using is hail. And so we see that also right here. He's used it before. He used it in the plagues of Egypt, and now he's going to use it again in the earth. He's used it in battles we find, and now he's going to use it again during this first trumpet. What will happen in the first trumpet? Let's read again what the Bible says in Revelation 8:7. And the first sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. Now here, this is what I want you to get. Remember, he cast the hail. He cast it out of that storage place. Now listen to this. And the third part of the earth was burnt up. And the third part of the trees was burnt up. And all green grass was burnt up. Now, I like what the Numerical Bible points out about this. The Numerical Bible says, the third part of the earth, not of the globe. This refers to the prophetic earth. This prophetic earth covers the area of the book of Daniel's four empires. Remember when Nebuchadnezzar saw those empires? And he saw first the head of this warrior, and it was the Nebuchadnezzar, and it was Babylon. And then that was overthrown by the arms, the silver arms, the Medo-Persians. And then came Alexander the Greek, the Great, and with the belly and thighs of brass. And what replaced him was the great Roman Empire with its eastern and western legs. This is the prophetic earth from the ancient Bible scriptures. When Jesus told us, you watch the nations of prophecy, it includes basically every place that Nebuchadnezzar's empire covered, that the Medo-Persian empire covered, that the Grecian empire covered, and that the Roman empire covered. This is the third part of the earth. It is the prophetic earth that is talked about. It's not the whole of the globe. Of course, when things happen, even now, we see the stock market fall someplace. It affects the whole world. So the whole world will be affected, but not like the prophetic earth. Hilton Sutton points it out as, when we come to the trumpet that talks about the seas, he says, we'll just read here in his book from page 110. Hilton Sutton writes, "The plagues are controlled by the two witnesses who use them against the Antichrist throughout the last half of the tribulation as they deem necessary. With the sounding of the first trumpet comes fire and hail mingled with blood. This kind of rain falls in many places during the last half of the tribulation, destroying green grass and one-third of the trees. Many homes and commercial buildings will also be destroyed by reason of this plague. When the second trumpet sounds, a third of the ocean, called the sea in verse 8, becomes blood." And he points it out as in the European Mediterranean area, ships caught sink and all aboard perish. By the end of the two witnesses' ministry, even people living inland will be affected as a third of the sea becomes blood. What I wanted to point out to you today is he sees that is the European Mediterranean area, as the numerical Bible called it, the prophetic part of the earth. And so you see, probably, unless we're wrong, we could be wrong, it doesn't affect so much the Western Hemisphere. And we will get into this in our next study when we go to the book of Revelation, which brings out to us the movement toward a future that is as bright as God can make it. We trust that you will be with us. And if you want to go back and study from the beginning, July 16, go to our archives, billybrim.org, and catch up with us as we study the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ.